Golden State Media Concepts Fantasy Football Podcast is your one-stop shop for fantasy football news and advice. Can't decide on who to draft on the first round? Going gaga on how to line up your team? We got you covered. Traditional leagues, dynasty leagues, PPR leagues, IDP leagues, even daily fantasy football leagues. Join us as we break down all the questions of fantasy football. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Fantasy Football Podcast.
Welcome to the Golden State Media Concepts Fantasy Football Podcast, where I discuss everything there is to know about the world of fantasy football. As always, I'm your host, Jeremiah Martinez, and we are here to discuss your fantasy needs. So for the biggest, I wouldn't say the biggest, but one of the storylines this past offseason was, will Ben Roethlisberger return for a 14th season? Is he going to retire? Well, it looks like Big Ben will return for the Steelers this year. He announced it via Twitter. He did, you know, a couple months ago, he did say that he was contemplating retirement, but now he is ready to get back onto the football field. So, what does this do for Big Ben as a fantasy football quarterback? Well, you know, last year, let's talk about last year and how he did. 2016. You know, Ben Roethlisberger threw for 3,819 yards, 29 touchdowns, 13 interceptions in 14 games. That's pretty good. Thing is, though, about Big Ben, I think the one thing you have to worry about is, well, he is turning 35, so his age does play a little bit of a factor in it, and his can he stay healthy? And, you know, the Steelers, they might think that this could be Big Ben's last year. The fact that he was contemplating retirement could very well be his last year. And, you know, they want to go all in for a Super Bowl championship run in 2017. So I think with that being a possibility, with this being a possibility of Big Ben in his final year, it could be. And I'm not saying it is. I'm not saying it's going to be his final year. I'm saying it could very much well be the last time we see Big Ben on the football field. If he contemplates retirement, you never know. He's going to contemplate it again and maybe retire this time. But when you look at Big Ben as a fantasy quarterback, he did pretty decently last year. He was very decent. He did have some solid QB1 numbers. But I think that the Steelers, I think they're going to focus on the running game this year. And that's going to do very well. That's going to do very well for Le'Veon Bell. Le'Veon Bell is a top three pick anyway. It's either going to be Le'Veon Bell, David Johnson, or Ezekiel Elliott. So Le'Veon Bell, his value does increase even though he is going to be possibly a top three pick. Antonio Brown, still going to be the best receiver. So this is a very good thing for Big Ben to have success. So I do think that with Big Ben and how you treat him, I think you might have to treat him with some risk a little bit. I really do think so. And, you know, with all the weapons around Big Ben, he could very well have another 30 touchdown season. He very well can, but I think if you can't go into the fantasy football year with Big Ben as your one starter, I do think with the age factor and the fact that, you know, Le'Veon Bell can get even more touches could kind of impact his value a little bit. Don't get me wrong. Big Ben can be a very strong backup on your fantasy team. But I just think that there could be a little bit better options out there to be your starter. Well, most definitely Tom Brady comes to mind. And, you know, you got guys like Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees can still play at a high level. So I do think Ben Roethlisberger, the fact that his age and, you know, his injury history is kind of a risk. So I would say if you draft him, you got to have a backup plan as a precaution because you don't know how he can perform at his age 35 year. And that's the thing, kind of like with Carson Palmer last season. You know, he really got off to a slow start. He did struggle at the beginning. And, you know, he wasn't the same fantasy quarterback that he was in 2015. So maybe the same thing could happen to Big Ben when he gets off to a rough start. And, you know, he may be dropped in a few leagues. So, you know, that's the thing that I kind of am scared about of getting Big Ben on my fantasy team. But, you know, he definitely should be on the roster. He's definitely a player that should be on rosters. But he's someone you have to take precaution in. And I think when you look at the Steelers team overall in fantasy, you got to think about guys like, well, Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown. They're guys that obviously come to mind. They're first-round draft picks. A guy I'm actually real excited about in this Pittsburgh Steelers team is Darius Green. I really do think that Darius Green could be on a breakout year for the Steelers. And remember, he did have kind of a injury-ridden season last year. But I do think the fact that, you know, with Big Ben coming back, it is going to help. And don't forget about Latavius Murray either. You can't forget about him. But I do think Darius Green, he is going to help out fantasy owners at a weak position. And, you know, he was supposed to be a guy that was going to break out last year. And, you know, Darius Green, when he was on the Chargers, was a very strong backup to Antonio Gates. But, you know, Darius Green, he had trouble getting on the field last year. You know, he had a lot of injuries. We didn't see him a whole lot. But, you know, this year, Darius Green, I think he can be someone that is going to be a breakout player. So, I am excited. He is one of the players I am excited about. I do think he can be a top five tight end at the end of the year. And, you know, what Pro Football Focus, they did write about Darius Green. This is what they said. You know, they broke down Darius Green season by yards per route run. And then this is the conclusion that they came to. They said, it's true that Green's YP yards per route run success in 2016 came on a small sample. And with a larger sample, the number would likely drop. But as it is, small sample or not, he's one of only 11 players to top 3.00 yards per route in the last decade. And there are plenty of player seasons with similarly small samples in that group that did not have the efficiency that Green offered. So, you know, on Pro Football Focus, the Darius Green's on the list with guys like Steve Smith, Andre Johnson, and Rob Gronkowski. I'm not going to say that Darius Green's going to have that same impact as those guys have had, but he's definitely someone that's going to be on the verge of a breakout. And when you have a team, when you're on a team with guys like Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell, Big Ben, you know, you're definitely going to get your catches. Because, you know, teams are going to defend Antonio Brown, probably double team. They're going to try to take him out of the game. And, you know, Martavis Bryant, he's someone that he's not technically reinstated yet, but when he does, he can take those targets away. But, you know, he's more of a speed threat. The Darius Green is someone that can get some of the inside routes and definitely is a huge red zone target. So, you know, with the Darius Green having a very efficiency stats at yards per route run, I think that is very valuable to, you know, fantasy. And this could be the year that Darius Green breaks out as a true tight end one this season. So the Pittsburgh Steelers, I think the player that you kind of have to keep your eye on, or you probably should probably have on your team as a breakout star, is Adarius Green. Big Ben, you know, he's someone that comes with a risk because of his age and injury history, but he's someone that definitely should be on rosters. So that's what I think of Big Ben in fantasy, the Darius Green. I think he's going to be a true breakout player. And then Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown, they're first-round picks. I don't need to go any further. All right, well, I'm going to take my first break. And when I get back, I am going to discuss Adrian Peterson and Marshawn Lynch, two of the big-name free agents left. Well, I shouldn't say Marshawn Lynch is a free agent, but they've definitely been in talks with teams. I'm going to discuss those two gentlemen when I get back to the Golden State Media Concepts Fantasy Football Podcast.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
And welcome back to Going to Meet Concepts Fantasy Football Podcast. And, you know, we got two big-name running backs that have been talking to teams. You know, Adrian Peterson, he visits the New England Patriots last week, and then you got the New Orleans Saints, who had Adrian Peterson in for a visit yesterday. And, you know, when you think about Marshawn Lynch, he's still unretired. Well, I mean, I shouldn't say unretired, but he's still retired. He's been in talks with the Oakland Raiders, and then there has been a report that Marshawn Lynch would be interested in signing with the Patriots if the talks with the Raiders collapse. So, we've got two guys that have been connected to the Patriots, and then NFL Network reported that LeGarrette Blount still has an offer on the table from the Patriots. So, you know, when you look at overall the need of position for the Patriots, there really isn't a lot. Running back is one of them. You know, the Patriots, they got guys like Rex Burkhead, you know, James White, Deion Lewis. They just don't have that pure, you know, bruiser running back that can score a touchdown from the goal line. Don't get me wrong, Deion Lewis and James White can do that. James White did win the Super Bowl on a touchdown run from the one last year, so I'm not saying he cannot do that. But I think for the Patriots, you know, if they were to take a chance on an aging running back, it would be Adrian Peterson and or Marshawn Lynch rather than LeGarrette Blount, who is going to be 30 years old soon. And if they don't get any of those three guys, I can definitely see the Patriots taking a shot at one of the running backs in the draft. You know, Christian McCaffrey, Joe Mixon. So I can definitely see them being an important part in fantasy football if they were to get drafted by the New England Patriots. But talking about Marshawn Lynch and Adrian Peterson as a potential fit, you know, Marshawn Lynch, if he were to go to New England, he would have the same impact I think he can in Oakland. But the thing is, would New England be interested in signing Marshawn? And I don't think, you know, Marshawn is a player that is needed by the Patriots. I don't think the Patriots need Marshawn Lynch. But I do think the Raiders do need Marshawn. I think the Raiders need Marshawn more than Marshawn needed the Raiders. But, you know, when you potentially could see Marshawn Lynch as a fantasy running back, he's not going to be an RB1. I think I've said that. He's not going to be the guy to get you 1,000 yards. He's not going to get you with those 100-yard games. But we can give you, he can give you touchdowns. If LeGarrette Blount can get 18 touchdowns on the ground, Marshawn Lynch could probably get more than 20 for the Patriots. Because Marshawn Lynch, he would just appear more talent than LeGarrette Blount. Maybe he's even more talented without being in football for a year. But, you know, I still think Lynch, I think it's more likely that he ends up with the Raiders. As for Adrian Peterson, I don't know where he's going to go. I think he'll eventually end up with Green Bay. But, you know, Adrian Peterson, he is someone that is on the wrong side of 30. You know, he's had visits with New England. He had a workout there. You know, he did visit the Saints. I think he can be really good fit for those two teams. You know, if LeGarrette Blount can get 18 touchdowns, Adrian Peterson can get 20, like I said previously. So I do think AP will be a very strong fit for New England if he were to go there. But as a fantasy running back in general, he definitely isn't an RB1. No matter where Adrian Peterson goes, I can't view him as an RB1. He definitely can be a flex, can definitely be a strong flex for a really good contending team, but there's no way you can have him be an RB1 because, you know, RB1s are tankly guys that carry your football team. So he's someone that it's either going to be your flex or someone that can be on your bench and you can substitute on a bye week. So I just don't think Adrian Peterson, he's not going to be RB1 regardless of what team he goes to. Marshawn Lynch is not going to be RB1 regardless of the team that he goes to. But, you know, LeGarrette Blount, he's still someone that's a free agent. You know, he did league the NFL and touchdowns last season. Still can't find an offer from a team after that. You know, CSN New England reported that LeGarrette Blount does have an offer on the table to return to New England. And, you know, Ian Rappaport said on NFL Network that the Pats haven't budged from their original contract proposal on LeGarrette Blount, who is 30 years old. So it looks like that LeGarrette Blount wants a Richard deal, but it looks like he's not going to get the deal that he wants. And I think for LeGarrette Blount, I think the best thing for him to be a productive running back and fantasy running back is to re-sign with New England. So if LeGarrette Blount does re-sign with New England, I think he can be another productive fantasy running back. He is a little bit younger than Marshawn Lynch and Adrian Peterson, so that maybe is a reason why I think he can be a more valuable running back. He's definitely a strong RB2. He can definitely be a strong flex. So I do think for LeGarrette Blount to have a valuable fantasy season, I think he can. I can see him in New England and being productive again. And then on Friday, Anthony and I did discuss LeGarrette Blount and possible other teams. I think Anthony said he thinks Cincinnati is a good fit. I think he can be a good fit for Tampa Bay, actually. I think he can. And, you know, with Cincinnati, they have Giovanni Bernard. They have Jeremy Hill already. So I don't think LeGarrette Blount can be a productive fantasy running back with those two guys there. But with Tampa Bay, you know, Doug Martin is suspended for the first four games. So they need that starter to begin the year. Jaquizz Rodgers did look like he can be a starter. But he did get injured. And that kind of concerns me with the durability issues if he were to become a starter for the first four games. So I do think LeGarrette Blount can return to Tampa Bay and be a productive starter, especially in fantasy. And, you know, if LeGarrette Blount were to go back to Tampa Bay, he definitely would have a chance to start, especially with Doug Martin being suspended to begin the year. I do think he can really help out that young team. And, you know, if Doug Martin does come back, we don't know if Doug Martin is going to be the same player that he was before he was suspended. So, you know, I do think Blount could score double-digit touchdowns, may have a 1,000-yard season, but I do think that team has a lot of talent. The Garrett Blunt could definitely help out on goal line situations. So I think he can be a productive fantasy running back if he were to go to Tampa Bay as well. But I do think the best fit for LeGarrette Blount will be New England because he's had success there before. And, you know, he's just – and that's the team he's been the most successful on too. So as of right now, you know, we got Adrian Peterson, still a free agent. I think he ends up in Green Bay, and if he doesn't end up in Green Bay, I still see him as a low-end RB2, definitely RB3, because, you know, they got Ty Montgomery there who they like. So I think Ty Montgomery, they can put him in various formations since he is a receiver as well. You know, Adrian Peterson would be a great goal line back. So I think if Adrian Peterson were to be a goal line back for Green Bay, I can see him scoring a lot of touchdowns. But he'll have inconsistent numbers. He'll have games where he have 3 touchdowns, and then he'll have games with no touchdowns. I don't see him having that 1,000-yard season with Green Bay. I take that back. I can't see him having a 1,000-yard season, but I don't know about 1,500 yards. I think it will be barely 1,000 yards. So, no, I don't think it's a for sure thing that he'll have 1,000 yards. But he's too much of a risk for me to have on my team. As for Marshawn Lynch, he's still a retired player. So it is what it is. He's still a retired player. And I do think if he ends up with Oakland Raiders, which I think is going to happen, I think he can be a strong flex player because he can have the potential to score a lot of touchdowns. All right, well, I'm going to take my last break. And when I get back, I'm going to discuss David Johnson and what he said about possibly getting 30 touches a game. And I'm also going to discuss one of the top draft prospects who is a running back and what I think he can do for a team next year. I will discuss all those things when I return to the Golden State Media Concepts Fantasy Football Podcast.
Are you looking for the very best NFL and college football podcast? Then check out the GSMC Football Podcast. Get the latest football news, both on and off the field. From the NFL draft to trades to the rumor mill to the NFL combines, they got you covered. That's gsmcpodcast.com/football-podcast. Get updates on college rivalries, game day insights, and much, much more. It's football talk the way you want it. This show eats, sleeps, and breathes football. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
And welcome back to Going to Meet Concepts Fantasy Football Podcast. Well, last week at the league meetings in Arizona, Arizona Cardinals coach Bruce Arians said that he'll like to get the ball in David Johnson's hands about 30 times a game, and he shrugged off concerns about overworking David Johnson because he is 25 years old. He's still young enough to do it. And David Johnson told the team's website that, quote, "I'm still young. I'm still on my first contract, so I feel I can definitely handle 30 touches. I did it last year, basically with running the ball and catching it out of the backfield. I never got fatigued. Those tough defense games against Seattle and the Rams, those games might feel a little sore, but that's not until the adrenaline comes down. I never feel too bad," end quote. So, you know, David Johnson, he had a 1,000-yard season, and he almost got a 1,000-yard receiving season. You know, he finished the year with 1,239 rushing yards, and then when you look at his receiving stats, he had 879 receiving yards. So we had a total of 373 touches, and that is a lot. That is a lot, guys. And when you look at his touches, you know, when you do the breakdown of his 373 touch season. So, okay, week one, he had 20. Then week two, 15, 22 in week 3, 21 fourth game, 30th in the fourth game, or I should say the fifth game, 25th in the sixth, 41 with 33 carries. Then you got 17, 24, 29, 21, 27, 25, 16, 32, and, you know, the second to last game, he had 8 and was injured in the game and did not return. So if you toss out that final game, with 8 touches, that's an average of 24.3 touches over 15 weeks. That is a little bit short of the 30 touches a game. But when you imagine what David Johnson did with 24.3 touches a game, imagine what he can do possibly with 30. So, you know, I don't think Bruce Arians was talking about, you know, handing the ball off to David Johnson 30 times. You know, remember, we still forget that Johnson can catch the ball out of the backfield. So he definitely can get 30 touches a game because of what he can do out of the backfield. And remember, Bruce Arians did say the same thing about Andre Ellington a couple years ago. He was a slightly built person than David Johnson. Arians did say that Andre Ellington could handle 25 to 30 from the backfield. And Andre Ellington is moving to receiver this year. But David Johnson is a better player than what Andre Ellington ever was. I never saw this type of explosiveness from Andre Ellington. David Johnson, you can easily make an argument that he can be the best running back in the league. You can never say the same about Andre Ellington. You can never could. So, you know, I can't compare the two because I just think David Johnson's on a whole another level. But as of now, if the fact that Bruce Arians wants to give the ball David Johnson 30 times a game, you know, this may give him a slight edge of being one of the top picks in drafts. You know, he may get more touches than Le'Veon Bell, more touches than Ezekiel Elliott. You know, he may finish as the top running back in fantasy next year. I definitely can see him getting 1,000 yards rushing and 1,000 yards receiving. And, you know, I can see him getting at least 15 touchdowns because, you know, he did have 16 on the ground. He had 20 overall. He had 4 receiving. So I can definitely see him getting 2,000 yards from scrimmage. I can definitely see him getting 20 touchdowns again. And he's still young enough to have that heavy workload. And then, you know, the Cardinals, they need David Johnson because of the aging superstars that they have on our team. You know, Carson Palmer, he's not the same quarterback. Larry Fitzgerald can be serviceable, but he's not the same receiver. So I do think that this is the year that, you know, David Johnson, he may have an MVP-type year. He may have an MVP-type year, depending on how his team does. So I do think David Johnson, it could handle those 30 touches. All right, well, before I go, I wanted to discuss one of the top prospects in the NFL draft this year, and that is Leonard Fournette. Jason LaConflor of CBS Sports did say that Leonard Fournette, his stock is rising, and he is very well in play to be selected number one overall with the Cleveland Browns. And, you know, the scouts that he talked to did see him being as high as number one. He definitely could be really high in the top 5 of the draft. You know, a lot of mock drafts have had Leonard Fournette in the top at number 4 with the Jacksonville Jaguars. But, you know, if Leonard Fournette does go to number 1, so from a fantasy perspective, he's definitely going to get the ball a lot. No, he definitely can be the franchise guy if he were to go there. He's definitely going to be the offense. So by that point, if Leonard Fournette is a Cleveland Brown, you know, he may get, I think he's definitely an RB1, hands down. But what does that do to his draft value in fantasy? Is he a first round, second round pick? The fact that he's on the Cleveland Browns, I can't put him in the first round. Maybe late first round, maybe definitely early second round. I don't see the 49ers taking Leonard Fournette at number two. I just don't think he's the right scheme for Kyle Shanahan, but who knows? Maybe they might have a change of heart and try to find somewhere for him to play. Chicago Bears, they do have Jordan Howard, who had a great rookie year, but, you know, Leonard Fournette is a more talented player, in my opinion, so they can perhaps take a shot at Leonard Fournette and Jacksonville Jaguars. Definitely is a good fit there. I don't see Leonard Fournette going, if he drops out of the top five, I don't see him going until number eight with the Carolina Panthers. I think he is absolutely a great fit for that Cam Newton offense. So, I do think Leonard Fournette is going to make an impact in fantasy next year. But depending on what the team goes, I think it really does have a play in where he will get drafted in fantasy. So, you know, if Leonard Fournette goes to Cleveland, he's definitely going to get the ball at least 25 times. If he goes to the Niners, he's definitely going to be in a timeshare with Carlos Hyde. So he may not be as high of a draft pick than he should be. At the Chicago Bears, he may actually split with Jordan Howard. So maybe his value won't be as high. Jacksonville, he's definitely going to be the top guy there. So I could definitely see him being a high draft pick in fantasy. And then Cam Newton in Carolina, if he joined that group, I can see him being an RB1. But I do think that with Jonathan Stewart still there, he will cut into Leonard Fournette's time a little bit. So I think for Leonard Fournette to be a top fantasy running back, definitely in the top five, I think the two teams that will give him the best chance will be Cleveland and Jacksonville. And those are two teams that were pretty bad on offense last year, so he definitely can help out those two teams. All right, well, that's going to do it for me. I'd like to thank you guys for tuning in. You guys can catch the Golden State Media Concepts Fantasy Football Podcast in a variety of ways. YouTube, Google Play, iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and on the website gsmcpodcast.com. You can follow the show on Twitter at gsmc at, or I should say, excuse me, you can follow the show on Twitter at gsmc_ffootball, and then on Instagram, same handle, at gsmc_ffootball. And you can also like the show on Facebook at the Golden State Media Concepts Fantasy Football Podcast. As always, I'm Jeremiah Martinez. I'd like to thank you guys for tuning in, and you guys have a great day and a pleasant tomorrow.